alcohol gloomifies things and makes things seem worse than they are. And when the booze is removed, it takes a while for your regular life to flow back in. And you're not always very successful. You'll have moments where you look at your husband and think he's a turd because he came in at 2 a.m. And then there's other times where you just think he's hilariously predictable, and he only sees that guy once a year, and that guy's a big boozer and always needs to stay out really late. Actually, that's not fair. Is that guy a big boozer? Oh, that guy likes to sit in pubs. I'm not even sure he drinks that much. He just likes to sit in pubs. Now she's not coming to take my message, my breakfast order, because she thinks I'm on the phone. So now I'm going to sit here for a second, just let you listen to the people beside me who are eating poached eggs on bagel with spinach and fried potatoes on that side. And on the other side, looks like they finished. I'm just going to sit here for a second. Maybe she's just ignoring me. She just doesn't care that I'm on the phone. I assume she's being polite and saying, "Oh, I'll leave her alone." I'm sitting at a table for two. I am alone. I have a phone to my ear. I'm waiting. How long does it take to get any service around here? Where's my coffee? Why isn't it about me? That's right. That's exactly right. Why isn't it about me? Why aren't you taking care of me? When really what she's doing is being polite because I'm on the phone. I assume neglect. She assumes politeness. There is a misunderstanding. My God, if that isn't the summary of most misunderstandings in life, including the 2 a.m. one with my husband. It's a holiday today. What difference does it make what time we get up? The apartment has Netflix. What difference does it make what time he gets home? I knew he was safe. I just knew that the metro had stopped running, I don't know, at 12:15, so I figured he'd have to walk home, and it was pouring rain, and I just thought that was dumb. I would have come get him if he would call, but, you know, I could have been magnanimous if he had called, and he didn't. He just walked home in the rain. And, of course, when he gets home, I'm, like, mad, and he's got no idea why or what's happening. This is, like, typical. I'm sharing this with you because it's typical. I did not add alcohol to the situation to make it worse. Oh, I just gave her a hairy eyeball. Raised my eyebrows. The please come talk to me even though it looks like I'm on the phone. Okay, let me put the phone down.